Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
WRHI 7:39 on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 46 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1. Your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
Welcome in our listeners on AM 1340. Those listening on the free WRHI app, download that app today. Watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103 as well as Facebook Live. We have Brian Dillon joining us. He's the Public Information Officer for the Clover School District. We're learning what's going on this week in the Clover Schools. Good morning to you, Brian. Happy Friday.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. So let's start with an event that's taking place today in just a couple of hours at 11 o'clock at Clover High School.
Yeah, the Clover School Board will hold a groundbreaking ceremony today for the renovation projects that are going to be happening at Clover High School. Clover High School has been renovated 10 times. It was one of our big notes of information throughout the bond. This will be the latest round. What is going to happen? There's going to be a field house that's built because the weight facility and the PE stuff and the locker rooms for some of our athletics are very small. That was built for, you know, what was a core of a 3A school at the time. Now it's the fourth largest high school in the state. The space isn't there for our students to have PE class and our student athletes to have weightlifting. That's being built out. There's also going to be updates to commons areas and the library to make give it a bigger feel in some of those hallways that are very narrow in a smaller school. So that'll take place this morning, 11 a.m.
So these renovations are a result of the bond that was passed back. They're not part of the bond.
No, okay. This was actually completed prior. There was a capital projects monies that the district had built up over time. And this was done prior to the bond. The bond itself was just
High school. I'm so sorry. Yes, I apologize. Some of the bonds kind of blend in together. I do remember that. Yes, my goodness. Yes, yes, yes. Because I knew after the other bond failed, y'all went back to the drawing board, heard from folks, mm-hmm. and the other bond is going to build just that high school. So, yes, school. I That's apologize. Right. I got my wrong year and wrong bonds
We'll have
altogether.
Another groundbreaking yeah. for that, I'm yeah. sure. He'll be back.
Yeah, there will be a groundbreaking for that. We'll get you a date as soon as
we
know.
Oh, my gosh. When was Clover High School built?
Oh, Clover High School is coming up on being 50 years old. It's 1976.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So,
50
right
years.
The time that second high school opens, that building's going to be turning 50 years old.
Wow.
And been renovated 10 times.
Yes.
Just to adapt to growth and changes and everything.
Changes.
Wow.
You know, extended. New gym was built. Mm-hmm. ATC was built. Mm-hmm. So there's been a number of renovations to that. New wings added on to expand it. So, yeah, there's been a
but
lot
But you're capped
of,
out.
We are capped out. The space just isn't there yet.
No more room at the end.
That's right.
That's right.
So with all this construction, will this go on while class – like there's going to be no disruption of classes? Like how will you all balance construction and – the learning process?
The scope of the projects with the field house that's coming in, that's outside. Yeah. That'll be fine. And then the rest of that will happen during the summer months. So
gotcha.
There's no space in there to do it while kids are in there. So it's good. We couldn't do that. It's just not the space.
Yeah.
Anyone who's done any kind of home renovation knows what it's like to live and work when that's going on.
Lots
so, yeah.
of dust.
To your point, if you can skirt around that when you can,
you've seen the
oh, yeah.
clips. The space is not there.
Very true. All right. Well, we're going to stay on the campus of Clover High School. It's one of, 10 finalists for Palmetto's Finest Schools. So if you can explain to folks, one, about the honor. And we read earlier it's one of the most coveted in education. So kind of break that down and tell us a little bit about becoming a finalist.
So Palmetto's Finest is premier school award in the state of South Carolina. It's one that all schools want to be a part of. It's a long process, a really detailed application process that goes into it, talking about innovation, talking about how the school is all together in many different areas, many different facets. And Mr. Ruth, principal of Clover High School, and his staff put together a very comprehensive packet and include a full day visit from multiple Palmetto's finest representatives, and you know they came in. They come in unannounced. Mm-hmm. They're just there to see.
You can't prep
you're not prepping how you engage your students, how your teaching process is, what your school atmosphere is throughout an entire day, and to be a finalist for this award is a big deal and something that the community is very proud of.
And I think we read yesterday that there's kind of two rounds. Yeah. I think originally there was 19 schools, and y'all have made it now to the top 10. Is that correct?
Top 10 and one of three high schools.
Awesome.
So, you know, very, very proud of that. There will be another round of visits through February, and then at the end of March, they'll have the announcement. And so that's something that we'll be anxiously awaiting.
Yeah, that's awesome.
When the announcement comes down, do they pick like one middle, one elementary, one high school, or it's all over the place?
I'm still looking at the exact details on that. I believe it's one school, though.
Oh, one school out of all 10. Oh, wow. Okay. That's great. And getting an award like this, it's just validation that you're doing everything you're supposed to, and then some. I mean, it's just to be recognized, bragging rights for sure. I mean, let's be honest. It's the society and time we live in, but it's great, right? If you don't toot your own horn, no one really is going to toot it. But is that kind of just the gist of it? It's also just a validation that you're doing everything you need to and then some.
Absolutely. Okay. I mean, when you get an opportunity to showcase who you are and what you're about, and then, you know, be recognized as one of the 10 best schools in the entire state, that says a lot about who you are and what you do. And, you know, those are the things that you take pride in as a community, you take pride in as a school district, especially, you know, Clover High School being the flagship of the entire district. And, you know, that's a really big deal.
It's also kind of vulnerable, too. I mean, you're putting yourself out there. So I assume, do they provide feedback in certain areas to improve upon? Is it that kind of award? Because I knew sometimes with some things they do provide like a roadmap of like, hey, work on this. But it is kind of vulnerable when you put yourself out there to have something looked at or inspected, so to speak. So I always applaud that. Believe you me, all the trophies you see back here, we have to submit. But it's kind of vulnerable because you're putting yourself out there knowing that someone's not might not like what you do or have a problem with this and shows you what you could do better. But that's how you learn and you grow, to be
that's
honest
right.
with you.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. And so it's just something that we're extremely proud of. And Mr. Ruth and the staff at Clover High School deserve, you know, a lot of credit for all the work that they've done throughout the years. Mr. Ruth started at Clover High School when I got the Clover School District. So it's been really good to watch that campus continue to flourish.
Well, kudos to making it in the top 10, and we can't wait to hear the turnout.
Well, it's been a good year so far for the principal over there at Clover High School, Rod Ruth, what he was named like the South Carolina Principal of the Year, right? And I understand there's another honor he's going to accept?
Yes, he was recently named the SCMEA, which is the Music Association, Music Educators Association, the Principal of the Year for his support of the fine arts and the music programs. And if you know about Clover School District, you know our core leaders are one of the top in the state. In addition to them, our indoor drum line won a world championship last year, and our band had its highest ever finish this year in the state championship. So our music programs are excelling and doing absolutely amazing things, and he was selected by them and honored as their Principal of the Year for his support of those programs.
I mean, he is having a fantastic school year. He's getting straight A's, right? I mean, if he caps it off in March with Palmetto's Finest, he needs to go straight and buy a lottery ticket because he's probably going to win the whole jackpot.
York County Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
that's
for
right.
Sure, yeah. We will make that campaign for him. But you put in the work, you put in the sweat equity, as we know, for any job, especially education. And when your time is right, you know, it's nice to get the pat on the back. But with that, we have learned it also shines a bright spotlight on your school and school district, and then your students really shine after that. So that's fantastic. Brian Dillon is a public information officer with the Clover School District. As always, Brian, we certainly appreciate it. Have fun with that groundbreaking today.
Thank you.